This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson is resigning. He's been dogged by a series of ethics scandals. The AP's Karen Shamas is in London.
Johnson had rejected calls from his own cabinet to step down over several ethics scandals. He gave in after more than 40 ministers quit his government and told him to go.
The last straw turned out to be disclosures that Boris Johnson knew about sexual misconduct allegations against a Conservative lawmaker before he promoted the man to a senior position. It's another day in court in Russia for American basketball star Brittany Griner. Here in the U.S., the Phoenix Mercury held a rally for their teammate, the AP's Donna Warder.
Griner's wife, Sherelle Griner, asked for the crowd's help.
Let's make sure this administration knows that they have our support to do whatever is necessary, and that we are not going to ever be quiet until she's home safely.
Audio courtesy of the Phoenix Mercury. Griner is accused of possessing vape cartridges containing cannabis oil when she arrived at the airport in Moscow. She could get up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Donna Warder.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced today for federal civil rights violations in the killing of George Floyd. A plea deal calls for 20 to 25 years. He's already doing time on state charges. Authorities say the man charged with killing seven people at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago confessed to police that he opened fire from a rooftop. The suspect appeared in court by video yesterday. The UN says 71 million more people around the world are in poverty as a result of soaring food and energy prices after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Among the countries hit hardest by the inflation are Haiti, Argentina, Egypt, and Iraq. This is AP News. A new report finds missed chances to stop the Uvalde shooting. The AP's Mike Gracia.
A report released Wednesday on the Uvalde, Texas elementary school massacre reveals the shooter could have been stopped before he entered Robb Elementary School. The report published by Texas State University's Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Program says a police officer armed with a rifle watched the gunman walk toward the school. But when the officer asked a supervisor for permission to open fire, the supervisor either did not hear or responded too late. The review also says some of the 21 victims inside the school, including 19 children, possibly could have been saved had they received medical attention sooner. But police waited more than an hour before breaching the fourth grade classroom. The report also says when they finally entered the classroom, those officers were no better equipped to confront the gunman than they had been up to that point. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.